that regard?
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you for the question. In terms of, and I'd like to respond also to Mariba's comment as well, if I may, please. In terms of the question about the guideline that we discussed in COPUS on proximity operations, ADR, I don't have the text of the guideline in front of me, so I can't be specific right now, except to say that my sense of it as chairman of the process was that there were elements in there that delegations could work with, and we simply ran out of time. And I think that if we had had more time, that might have been one of the guidelines that could have gotten through, but perhaps not in the form that it was drafted, but there might have been elements there that delegations could have worked with. And so I can imagine that if the LTS discussions resume, that this issue will be on the table, either through that text or another text proposed by another member state. And I'm happy to liaise with you afterwards to show you the exact text we're talking about. As far as the collection of information, you're quite right. In terms of voluntary states voluntarily providing information, it's very useful, but it has to be structured in some way, and I would hope that if the discussions in COPUS, the LTS discussions continue, that we also devote some energy to providing some kind of a structure for collecting this kind of information, because then it allows us to look at the information over the course of several years, perhaps to come up with metrics on the effectiveness of the guidelines and so on. And here, this is an area where I think we could work well with the academic community to look at these guidelines and their effectiveness over the longer term. Coming back to the comment that Mariba made about Track 2 diplomacy, I can only agree with you, Mariba. It's very important. And it's actually quite interesting that the expert groups in COPUS for the LTS guidelines, COPUS is a negotiating forum, and the way the expert groups were organized and run was that they were a deliberative fora, not negotiating fora. And so that meant that the expert groups would, we tried to work through consensus, and in fact we did. And so what that meant was that it was entirely possible that the product of consensus of an expert group could be overturned by the same states whose experts had produced that. There were a few instances of that, but by and large, the outputs of the experts were preserved through the COPUS process. So, yes, I think organizing these Track 2 dialogues is a very valuable thing to do, and of course it's one of the things that we at Secure World do. And it'd be interesting, one can reflect on the expert group process that we had in COPUS, and it was kind of Track 1.5.